Did you know that the original Final Fantasy creator, Hironobu Sakaguchi, made a spiritual successor to that legendary series called Fantasian for Apple Arcade, and every level in the game is a handmade, physical miniature model? Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a 1 month free trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only. $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Kyle Paletto.
And I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in gaming.
This week, Hades 2 opened up to select players ahead of early access launch. We wrap the coolest titles from the Nintendo indie world, and it's looking more and more likely that there'll be a PlayStation 5 Pro. Here's the news for Sunday, 21st of April. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
We know that the sequel to the popular roguelite Hades is heading to early access later this year, but good news for those diehard fans, because select people will be chosen for an early technical test. Developer Supergiant Games opened signups to participate in their technical test, which will include the first major area of the game and some early game characters. It's going to be a very small portion of the game and a very small group that will take part in the test. Although if you don't get selected to take part right away, there could be a chance you get invited later.
We don't know when early access will start for real. We know, however, that the test will be more than a week, but less than a month. Either way, Hades 2 will be out sometime this year in early access, so keep an eye out for the release date. The Nintendo Indie World Showcase returned this week, sadly without a Hollow Knight Silksong update, but there were a stack of new exciting games announced. The adorable cat game Little Kitty Big City is coming to the Switch next month. Play as a little black cat trying to find your way back home, but of course getting sidetracked with exploring, making new animal friends, and sometimes being a nuisance to humans. Plus, there are hats. Meowza. Grab it on Switch, Xbox, and PC on May 9. I can't do that. Grab it on Switch, Xbox, and PC on May 9.
Sticky Business is a chill 2D game where you create and design lots of stickers while making that coin. Try out your artistic skills, pack orders, and listen to the stories of your customers as you try to build the best and cutest online business. It's now available on Switch and includes the latest DLC. From the developers of Sayonara Wild Hearts comes their latest game, Lorelei and the Laser Eyes. In this non-linear mystery full of puzzles and riddles, you play as a woman who's been summoned by an eccentric man to participate in a project in an old hotel. Unlock the secrets of Lorelei and the Laser Eyes when it releases on May 16 on Switch and PC.
Explore one of Jupiter's moons in Europa. This exploration adventure game follows the android Z, who sets out to find answers on the terraformed paradise, solving mysteries in the ruins of a fallen utopia. Learn the story of the last human alive when the game releases later this year on every platform, but you can grab a demo right now. The swashbuckling cat privateer returns for Cat Quest 3. Return to the Caribbean in the search of the North Star, a long-lost mythical treasure. You can team up in local co-op or sail the seas solo in your very own battleship. There's a demo already available, and you'll be able to continue the Cat Quest series when it launches on August 8 on Switch, PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Skim is a game where you are a shadow frog jumping from shadow to shadow to traverse a busy city. It's a puzzle game that takes place within an artistic 2D monochromatic world, and that's out on the 18th of July. And finally, there's a mystery to be solved in Duck Detective, The Secret Salami. Join the Duck Detective on his quest to inspect the clues, find evidence, and use the power of deduction. We at Sifter love an animal detective game and can't wait for this one. It'll be out on May 24 on Switch and PC. As always, we couldn't mention all the games that were announced, so check them all out in our show notes. Almost 4 years after the PlayStation 5 was released, reports have revealed that the Pro version is on its way. The new specs for the PlayStation 5 Pro, or the Trinity as it's being called, will include a more powerful GPU, a slightly faster CPU mode, an increased storage of 576 GB, and will focus on improving ray tracing to help with rendering. It's expected that the GPU rendering on the new console will be about 45% faster than the standard PS5.
Some reporting from The Verge suggests that Sony will have the Trinity model as the high-end PlayStation 5, but will continue to sell the standard console after the launch. As soon as we have some confirmation, we'll let you know on Walkthrough. Last week, we reported that Apple's updated policies would open doors for legitimate emulators on iOS devices. However, this week we saw the first Apple-approved emulator arrive and then get pulled. A new Game Boy Advance emulator called iGBA hit the Apple shop, but it was quickly noticed that it didn't look like the developer Mattia Laspina's own work. After it was quickly pulled from the shop, Mac Rumors reported that it was because the app violated the copyright and spam rules.
Since the app was taken down, seasoned emulator developer Riley Testit contacted The Verge explaining that iGBA was an unauthorized version of GBA for iOS, an open source emulator that he created for iOS over a decade ago. He said his app, which was recently released on the Vision Pro, used the GNU GPL V2 license, which the iGBA did not reference at all. However, Testit says he's not angry at the other dev, rather he's angry at Apple for letting this happen, especially when he's been working on the Delta video game emulator and been waiting since March for it to launch on the App Store.
Lucky for Testit, the iGBA debacle has become a distant memory shortly after it was taken down, with the fully fleshed out and up-to-code Delta app arriving later in the week. Delta offers enhanced features like haptic touch for better controls and external controller support, which is great if, like me, you hate touchscreen controls for gaming. We'll keep you updated as this story progresses.
That's it for the big headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Enter the mystical world of Tales of Kanzera Zao, a new Metroidvania releasing this Tuesday. Utilize Zao's agility to navigate the 2.5D landscape with double jumps, wall jumps and dashes, and master combat to unlock new abilities and areas. That's out on Switch, PC, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X and S on the 23rd.
Also out on the 23rd is TMNT Arcade Wrath of the Mutants. This enhanced version of the arcade classic now features 3 new stages and 6 additional boss battles. Battle through iconic locations to thwart Shredder's evil schemes, with up to 4 players in local co-op. Grab it on all platforms this Tuesday.
Coming later in the week is the latest take on the Souls-like genre, Another Crab's Treasure. Players Krill, a crab transforming trash into armor and weaponry, navigating treacherous landscapes, engaging in strategic combat, and solving environmental puzzles. Catch it on current-gen PlayStation and Xboxes, plus Switch and PC on the 25th.
Up next is Sandland, an action RPG based on legendary Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama's manga series of the same name. Join Beelzebub and his crew as they search for the legendary spring, battling foes and using customizable vehicles to traverse the desert. That's coming to PC, PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series S and X on the 25th.
And finally, Stellar Blade arrives on PlayStation 5 on April 26th. Take on the role of Eve, battling to reclaim Earth from alien invaders in this intense action-adventure game. Master combat, scale walls, swing across gaps and explore the remnants of humanities in Zion. That's out exclusively on PlayStation 5 this Friday. And keep an ear out for Chris's review on Drop Rate in your podcast players.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Kyle Paletto.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
Have you checked out Sifter on TikTok? We're posting some of our favourite stories over there, and we'd love to have you on board. Search for Sifter HQ if you like your videos short and your orientation vertical. That's Sifter HQ on TikTok.
Sifter is produced by myself, Kyle Paletto, Adam Christou, Courtney Borrett, Daniel Ang, and Chris Button. The episode is edited by both senior producer Mitch Lowe and executive producer Gianni Di Giovanni, who is also Walkthrough script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds for composing the Walkthrough theme tune and Audio Technica Australia for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hi, Chris Button here from Drop Rate, Sifter's video game review podcast. Unicorn Overlord might have a strange name, but don't dismiss its tactical prowess.
It uses a tactics mode, which is similar to the Gambit system that was in Final Fantasy XII for your squad mates. And you can say, okay, well, you know, Hodrick, who's my legionnaire with the big shield, I want him to prioritize protecting the back row. They're going to take the most damage. If they take a physical hit, they're going to go down, but I need them to be protected. So you can get quite granular with this, and I reckon you could build some pretty wild builds that are totally game-breaking, but it's kind of the fun of the tactical squad-based gameplay in Unicorn Overlord.
Tune in to Drop Rate to find out why Unicorn Overlord might just be one of 2024's sleeper hits. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.